Yeah, I thought we played some good football on a difficult pitch. Scored, well, three quality goals, I thought. I thought the third goal was probably as good a goal and move that you'll see. And quite fittingly, Jack Burns finished it off. He deserves that, I think, over the last month. He's been absolutely outstanding.
2 points off the playoffs.
Yeah, well, a little bit threadbare, but fair play to the lads. I think you know yourself, having travelled with them a few times the last few weeks, the spirit. We were disappointed Saturday. I think we was at sort of 60%, and the lads wanted to come out and put that right tonight. But to be fair to them, when you look round and you look at our numbers, for you to say we're 2 points off the playoffs, I think that's a fantastic effort.
Yeah, I think I'd agree with you as well. I think there was some big performances from some of the players who've you've had for a while now, Callum Gittings and Jack Byrne especially, and he rounded it off with that third goal.
Yeah, I thought Gitto did well. He's been out the side. He's not had a lot of luck in terms of his injuries and fitness, but he looked a little bit closer to what we know he's capable of tonight. I thought Kyle come back in, and as Jack Byrne said, he's a big character and did well. But we need those lads to be performing because they're experienced at this level. And we said it Saturday after the game. We can't be at sort of 65-70%, we need to be at 80-90%, and we need our best players and our most experienced players at this level performing, and there's a lot of sort of onus on them to do that.
Craig Reid getting an early goal as well, Gary. Surely he did a little bit more for his confidence, and so you could see from his demeanour, if you like, that he was quite up for the challenge again today.
Yeah, I was pleased for him. One thing I can say about Craig, he's never shirked anything. He knows, he's the first to tell you that he's disappointed. He hasn't scored more goals, but I thought it was a great finish from him tonight. And again, over the last month or so, I think his work rate and his attitude has been first class.
You've seen tonight as well, Gary, as I'm going into a 2-0 lead, the own goal from Josh Gowling. Were there any thoughts on the bench thinking, oh no, we've done it again, shot ourselves in the foot?
Well, I think we dominated the game tonight, and I think just a little bit more guile and better decision making, and maybe a little bit of luck sometimes in the last third. We could have ended up with perhaps four or five, which it would have been a nice. But obviously, when you give a soft goal away, you're on the back foot a little bit. But I thought we recovered well, and I thought we went on to dominate the game, and probably worth another goal.
You look now, Gary, a little bit of a break from league action. No game this weekend. The next one is Bradford Park Avenue away in the FA Trophy.
Yeah, I think to be honest, we need the break because we've been asking the same lads more or less to put a shift in over the last 5 or 6 weeks. We haven't got the bodies to change things around too much. I think Amon Verma been exceptional again over the last month or so and gone in tonight and led the line and did a good job, I thought. So I think at the moment we're glad of the break and try and give us a bit of time to regroup, get some lads rested up, and that'll be an important game up at Bradford. We're all looking forward to that and delighted to draw them again in the FA Trophy.